Kumar Sangakkara will now not return to action in the tour game against Bangladesh, which begins tomorrow, after being one of the 23 national players affected by a contract dispute with the Sri Lankan Cricket Board. Sangakkara was due to mark his comeback from a hand injury sustained in Australia last year by playing for an emerging players' side against the Bangladeshis ahead of the first test on the 8th of March. However, of greater concern is the risk that the Sri Lankan selectors, who meet tomorrow to decide the squad for the first test, will have to pick a second-string side the test match itself. Among those players involved in the dispute are Angelo Matthews, Dinesh Chandimal, Mahela Jayawardena and Lasith Malinga. Following an emergency meeting held this evening between the players and the board, World Secretary Nishantha Rangatunga told Sri Lanka's Daily Mirror, "We explained our position to the cricketers at the meeting. Though we have scrapped certain allowances of national players, we still pay the players more than any other country, so we cannot agree to any of the player demands. We told them that unless they agree to sign the present contracts, they will not be considered for test selection." India had the better of the first day of the second test against Australia in Hyderabad. They restricted the tourists to 237 for 9 before Michael Clarke unexpectedly declared to give his bowlers 3 overs against India's openers. Things began badly for Australia as they slipped 15 for 2 and then 63 for 4 after winning the toss and electing to bat. Bhuvneshwar Kumar did the bulk of the early damage, ending the day with 3 for 53. Matthew Wade and Clarke then began the recovery and batted for the entirety of the second session, adding 145 to the fifth wicket in the process. However, Wade's dismissal for 62 triggered another flurry of wickets, including Clarke's for 91, before the Australian captain decided on a premature end to his side's innings. Ravindra Jadeja ended with 3 for 33 and Harbhajan Singh 2 for 52, India closing their reply on 5 without loss. BJ Watling's unbeaten 89 guided the New Zealand 11 to an impressive 3-wicket win over the touring English side on the final day in Queenstown. Set 334 for victory after England declared on their overnight 256 for 9, the home team reached their victory target to leave England with a few questions to ponder ahead of the first test in Dunedin, which starts on Wednesday. Besides Watling's contribution, there were useful innings from Tom Latham, who made 44, and Hamish Rutherford with 33 at the top of the order. Corey Anderson then rebuilt the innings after some quick wickets alongside Watling and hit 44, with Neil Wagner celebrating his Cork New Zealand test squad with a sparky 28 not out. Zimbabwe never recovered from the early loss of their top three and were roundly trounced by world champions West Indies in the opening T20 international in Antigua. Tino Best took 3 wickets despite bowling at times erratically, while Sunil Narine and Dwayne Bravo chipped in with 2 apiece. Malcolm Waller again top scorer for Zimbabwe, this time with a relatively fluent 49 off 34 balls. Lendl Sims then made the West Indian run chase a mere formality, hitting 6 sixes as he passed 50 for the third time in his career. He ended on 63 not out, with Dwayne Bravo keeping him company and finishing on 38.